Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where I have my good friend EZ on from the Xamarin Forms team to show us how to send our very first pull request to Xamarin Forms. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno. Today, one of my best friends in the entire world, software engineer on the Xamarin Forms team, EZ Hart, is with me. EZ, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely lovely. You know, beautiful day here in Redmond, Washington. Just gorgeous. I love Channel 9 Studio. A warm, fuzzy feeling of being embraced by soundproofing. EZ, you've never been on the Xamarin Show. Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and say what you work on?
I'm a software engineer on the Xamarin Forms team. I've been working on the Xamarin Forms team since, I think, 2015. So quite a while now.
Nice. Yeah. And if you're on the GitHub page at all, you've probably seen EZ come up quite a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen contributions, the occasional mistake, hopefully not too many.
And it was funny, we were at a hackathon recently where people were contributing to Xamarin Forms and Xamarin Essentials. You know, this question comes up in my Twitch stream all the time, which is, how do you properly send a pull request to an open source project? Something especially as large as Xamarin Forms. And it seemed like it was a big problem even for us internally during this hackathon, because I'm often, and we're often working on projects that we own or we contribute. And as an open source project, I just thought it'd be fun to have you on, because you've been doing this tons, of how to properly fork, send a pull request, and do all that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, and do you run into this often in the community too, or?
Yeah, it's especially nowadays that it's so much more common to use Git internally. So lots of people work on repositories where they all have push access. They're all, you know, so they just make a branch push and they go, no problem. But when we're talking about an open source project where anyone can contribute, there are only a few people who have push access, the maintainers for the project. So it's a little more complicated to submit pull requests when we're talking about a project like that instead of an internal project where everyone has access. So once in a while, we're seeing this, you know, where people are like, how do I do this?
Yeah, and this was even a problem for me when we write documentation. There's, you know, some different repos that I don't even have access to, so I have to go through the whole process, and I mess it up so many times. I have to delete the thing, it's a mess. So I figured, let's have an expert on, not only show me how to do it, but maybe help a few people in the process. So I'm excited. Let's hop over to your machine and let's go through it.
All right. So I thought, just to make this very clear, I'd set up a completely brand new GitHub account with a new fictional GitHub user named Dorothy Nett. So this is Dorothy's account. She has a nice little Microsoft Bob icon in the corner here as her profile pic.
Nice.
So this is someone who has never, who does not have access, doesn't have push access to the forms repo, but she's looking, you know, through the repository. And we'll just, as an example, she's going to find something in the README here that she wants to correct. So she's looking through here and she's noticing that, like, well, this is still referencing Visual Studio 2015.
Ooh.
That might be a little bit out of date, so we should probably update that in the README. So she wants to submit a pull request to update this. But because she doesn't have push access to the repo, what she's going to need to do is create her own fork of it, which on GitHub is super easy to do. You're signed into GitHub, you go to the Xamarin Forms project. Up here in the top right-hand corner, you see a little button that says fork. Your own copy of the repo to your account.
Now that's right by another important indicator in GitHub, which is the star button. And everyone should star it as well.
Yes.
So what is a fork? What actually is a fork?
It's basically, it's just your own copy of the repository.
Got it.
So it's creating a copy of the repository. The upstream authority for the repository is the main repository. So it's got a copy of everything, all the code, all the branches, everything. But it's on your account. So you can see now that we've made the fork, if you look up at the top right here, the top left here, you can see that it's the .net/Xamarin Forms. And it says right under it, forked from Xamarin/Xamarin Forms. So this is Dottie's own copy of this repository. She can do whatever she wants in here. She has full push access. She can create her own branches. She can push changes to those branches. And from this repository, she can also submit pull requests to the main repository.
Got it.
So it sounds
like if you just wanted your own Xamarin Forms, you could just fork it, and then now you have your own version of it, 100%. So even if you just want to do your own crazy stuff for just your project.
You absolutely could if you wanted to. That's the beauty of open source. You could create your own fork and make your own changes, add whatever crazy things you wanted to. The only downside is then you have to kind of keep pulling in any bug fixes that are made to the main repo. Mm. You'd have to keep pulling those. So it's a little bit of work to keep it up to date. But yeah, that's totally an option.
Got it.
Because Dottie wants to make this change to the README, first off, we don't want, if you're an outside contributor, you don't want to make the changes directly to your master branch. You want to make them to what we call a topic branch, which is just a branch that you temporarily open up for doing a little bit of work and submitting as a pull request. That way, you're not making changes to your master branch that get it out of sync with the main branch. Because once you've done that, it's very hard to keep things in sync later on as you want to bring in bug fixes and changes from the main repository.
Got it. And that's a mistake I make all the time, is I get so excited, I fork something on GitHub, and then I just start committing code to master. And then like the first pull request seems to work, but then after that, like you're saying, the synchronization is a hot mess. So always create a branch as soon as you fork.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. I've done it too. I've done it on almost, I would say, at least once per every single project I've ever done any major work on.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you get excited. So right here over at the left, you can see there's a branch pull down.
Okay.
And from here, we can actually, in the web interface, create a branch to work on.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
It'll bring, so right here, we can actually see, scroll this down a little bit. Too far. There we go. So you can actually see all the existing branches that came from the main repo. We can also create our own branch here. So I'm going to create one called update README. And it says right here it's going to create that branch. So I create this branch. And ta-da, we are actually on that branch now. It shows that as our current branch. So we can make changes here, and they will be in this branch. They will not be made to the main repo.
Okay.
So nice. Because what I want to do here is modify the README, I'm just going to scroll way down to where README. Oh, here we go. So to the README. We'll just use this as a sort of a simple example, because this is a thing we can actually just do through the web interface.
Oh, cool.
I can actually just hit this edit icon right here, and it brings up an edit box to let me make changes. So I can go down way down here to where it mentioned, it's all on screen.
There it is.
All right. So this is the line that we were kind of worried about. And we're like, well, this isn't technically accurate anymore. Might make more sense just for this to say Visual Studio for Windows.
Yeah, because it probably applies to all versions of Visual Studio for Windows, 2015, 2017, 2019, all the things.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure it's distinct from Visual Studio for Mac, because that's a slightly different, which actually called out on the next line right here.
Got it.
So we're just going to make that change, Visual Studio for Windows, and then we'll scroll down and say, and we want to commit those changes. Notice we're committing directly to the update README branch. We want to make sure that we're adding, a decent commit message. So I'm just going to say, change VS 2015 to Visual Studio 2015. So it's real clear what change we're making with this. We hit commit. And there we go. We've made that change. We can actually see this as the last change on this. If we head back to code up here, we can also see that this GitHub helpfully told us, hey, you just made a change in this branch. Would you like to take a look at that and maybe make a pull request?
Oh,
this
nice.
Compare and pull request button over here on the right. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to click that button. Compare and pull request. It's loading up. There we go. Oh, it looks like this is your first time opening a pull request in this project. It gives us some helpful guidelines and things to look at. So we'll dismiss that. So if we look at this this top section up here, we can see that the base repository is Xamarin Forms, the main one under the Xamarin account. and that we're making this pull request to the master branch. It also shows where it's coming from, the head of the update README branch in my own personal copy of Xamarin Forms here. It says it's mergeable, so that's great. Now, this next part is very important if you're going to submit a pull request to Xamarin Forms. I say this because it's helpful to the team. It's super helpful, for example, to me, because I need to know what your pull request is about. So we have a whole bunch of guidelines in here, things that you should fill out when you're creating these pull requests. And in all caps, please delete all these comments before submitting. Thanks. That just makes it easier for us to read them.
Got it.
So we're going to get rid of those comments, description, and we're going to put in the description of the change, which is, you know, update README to reflect, or to, let's say, be more generic. All right. We didn't actually update any or tackle any specific GitHub issues here, so we don't have anything to fill out for issues resolved. We didn't make any API changes. Normally, we would fill that out if we had added or changed or removed any API. Platforms affected, because it's a README, this one's not so important here, but normally you would tell whether you would specify here whether this was something you made to the core of the repository or to an Android renderer or something like that. So we can get rid of that. Before after screenshots, not particularly applicable for this one. Leave PR checklist alone, as it says, to be completed by reviewers. We are going to get rid of the comment though, just to clean things up a little bit. So there we go. Now, the other thing that is very important here to make life easier for everybody is this checkbox that says allow edits from maintainers.
Yeah.
That one is super important, because what that means is that on this particular branch that you're creating this pull request from, maintainers on the forms project, you know, people like me, can actually fix things up for you and push to your branch. We can't touch any other part of your fork. But for this particular branch, if you've, for example, maybe made a typo somewhere, or you use spaces instead of tabs, or maybe you targeted the wrong branch, or there's a merge conflict that needs to be resolved, we could actually just do that stuff real quick for you instead of having to bounce it back and ask you to do it. But only if you've checked this checkbox. If you don't check the checkbox, we have to ask you to do it.
Got it. It
just makes life easier for everyone. Usually it's checked by default, but just, you know, make sure before you submit it that it's checked, and it'll make the PR review process much smoother.
Yeah, that's a great. It's my new favorite checkbox to check, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah, when GitHub added this feature, it was like the clouds parted and there was, you know, a light shining down from the heavens. It made life so much easier for everyone. So from here, just hit that create pull request button. And voila,
you did
it. We got our first pull request forms.
Wow.
So this is available for the forms maintainers to go in and review and possibly merge, or they may ask for some changes. It all depends.
Very cool.
So that's entirely from the web interface. You can do that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, especially if you're just modifying the text files or the README files, or hey, you know, you committed a file from Visual Studio or somewhere else, like GitHub desktop, then you can just, boom, all from one interface, just do it immediately. Super duper nice. And I think here what's nice is while you were deleting lines, like if that applied, you should probably fill in that stuff, but this is a pretty straightforward one. Now, one question I had for you is, let's say I found a bug, I fix a bug, but I haven't created an issue. Should I create the issue right away and then do the pull request right away? Is that okay?
Actually, yeah, I mean, that's an option. If it's something that hasn't had an official issue filed for it, as long as you've got some sort of testing code in your pull request, especially if it's something you can do a unit test for, then that's fantastic, because then we can read the unit test and we can run that and kind of see what the bug was.
Okay.
A UI test is also a good option there. Otherwise, I mean, it's nice for bookkeeping purposes for us. It makes it easier for us to count things like actual number of bugs fixed and keep track of that stuff.
Got it.
So, if, you know, we're not going to reject it because you didn't open an issue, but it does make things easier.
Got it. I also like it because it really helps with the release notes. I often find myself on the Xamarin Essentials part going through, I have to go through both the issues and the pull request, kind of marry them up together. And One thing I like to do is always have one, even for myself. And I'm sometimes a bad citizen and a digital GitHub citizen, I would say, and I don't create the issue. Then I always feel bad when I really do the release notes, because then I'm like, oh, who sent this PR? Oh, it was me, without an issue. So it's funny.
I almost always create issues for myself. Yeah. Just if nothing else, it's a good to-do list.
Nice. So. Now, what if you're like a command line person and you know you're just like, you know, web is interface is nice, but you know you want to get into this. Can you do all this via the command line too?
Absolutely. So once you've got your fork, if you want to work locally on your machine, so normally, like if you were just going to pull down the Xamarin Forms repo, you would just clone the repo.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do work in your fork so that you can submit pull requests, what you want to do is you want to clone, you want to make sure you're cloning your own repository, your own fork of the repo.
So instead right now you're on the Xamarin one, but there's a big clone button which excites you, but really you don't want to clone that one.
Yes, yes. Make sure before you hit that clone button that you're looking at the top left and that you're in the right place.
Got it.
So if you're in the main repository, what you're going to want to do is go to your list of repositories and make sure that, so right now I made sure I'm on the .NET account for Xamarin, with the Xamarin Forms repository, and that's the one that I'm going to clone.
Nice.
So if I hit the clone or download button, what it gives me is the actual URL that I use. So right now I can hit the little copy button to copy that to my clipboard, and then I can pull up my command line, and I've already got Git installed here, so I can just do a git clone, clone of the repository. And you'll notice I'm git cloning the .NET version of this.
Got it.
So now it's going to pull this down, and I'm going to realize that I forgot how big the Xamarin Forms repository was, and this might take a moment. But this is pulling down the repository to my local machine so that I can do work on it.
It's always fun to watch, actually, because when you hit the like the clone button and it just does it behind the scenes, there's not fancy, you know, things that are updating in real time.
Yeah, yeah, you don't get to see, like, you know, how much is actually happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But now if I look at this, I can see that I've got a Xamarin Forms repository. Take a quick look. There's all my files and everything. So from here, we're on the master branch, and I want to create a, like I said before, a topic branch for updating something. Mm-hmm. So we'll just do the same thing. Like, we're going to update the README. Just so it doesn't run into conflicts, we're going to call it, like, update README too, or something like that. So we do a git checkout, B for branch. So I'm creating, this is going to check out a branch that's going to create. We'll call it update README 2. And there we go. So now I'm on a new branch called update README 2.
Beautiful.
And from here, I can do the same kind of work I was doing before. I think all I have installed on this is Notepad right now. So I'm going to do Notepad.
Nice.
README. And we'll just scroll down here. And again, we're just doing the same sort of thing we were doing before. So we're going to make this same change. Visual Studio for Windows. Cut this off. Make sure we're saving it. All right. Now, if I do a quick git status, I can see README Markdown has been modified. So now I want to make sure to stage that. So I'm going to do git add. Now it's been staged. If I look at the status again, I can see that it's turned green. It's in stage. It's been staged. And now I can commit it. And I want to make sure that I'm committing with a good message. So I'm going to do commit with M for message. I don't want to commit with blank. Actually, it'll probably just reject it if you try to commit with a blank message. So commit, let's see, update ES2015 to Visual Studio for Windows. And I apologize if my keyboard is a bit loud there.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love a good mechanical keyboard. Apologize for that.
So if I look in the log here, I can see that the latest commit is this update I made.
Mm.
My account. And I want to get, so I've got this branch, this is local on my machine. I want to get it up to my fork. So I need to push it up to my fork.
Okay.
So I do a git push, and I'm going to do a git push u for upstream. And I'm going to send it to origin, which is my fork of Xamarin Forms. And I'm going to give it the same name that I have here locally. So it's going to be update readme2. And assuming I've configured everything correctly on this machine, there we go. So notice here it's telling me that it has not only has it pushed it up, but it's helpfully giving me a message saying that I can create a pull request for this branch at this URL.
Wow.
So I'm actually going to grab that URL and I'm going to copy it. And we'll just pop open a new window here.
That's really neat, actually. It just gave you everything already set. Wow.
Yeah, which is, that's super convenient. You can just jump right to that URL. Also, if you go back to your main, if you're just looking at the main screen of your repository, you'll see you've got that same message. It has updated it in real time to say, hey, you could create a pull request from here. So either way to get there is fine. You know, it's the same thing. But now we're in the same situation we were in before. It's here. It's ready to create a pull request. We can fill all of this stuff in. So we will, I won't put you through me typing everything in again. Just going to say update readme. We will drop off all this other stuff. And now we can create our pull request.
Nice.
So yeah, both options are perfectly good. And there it is up there ready for review. I did not bother to tell Shane ahead of time that I was going to be doing this, so he's probably confused why he's getting suggested for reviews on these. But anyway, yeah, so that's pretty much all there is to it. The main thing is just to remember to create a fork, do all of your work in topic branches, submit your pull requests from there, and make sure that you're checking that little box that says, you know, let the maintainers make changes, and you're well on your way to getting your pull request reviewed and merged.
Very cool. Easy, that's awesome. I mean, what's great is AA showed all from the browser, from the command line. So however you work as well, you're good to go. I love it.
Yeah, and you could also, I mean, you could do all the same steps from like GitHub Desktop, if that's your preferred way of doing it. You can actually, with the Visual Studio GitHub extension, you can do all of the stuff inside of Visual Studio as well.
Very cool. Yeah, and what we'll do is we will listen to the comments. So leave a comment below down here, whether on Channel 9 or on YouTube. Let us know what else you want to see. You know, and when you're contributing, you're looking to contribute, let us know what other issues you're running into or would be a great video. And I'll have Easy back on now that he's done his first video, get him back on to be our Git master, basically. So thank you, Easy, so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Again, if you have any questions, leave it down in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe, ding that bell, become part of the notification squad. You know what to do. I'm James Montemagno. This is The Xamarin Show. Thanks for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.